Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is Brian McNeil, and you have tuned in to the Selling Your Services Blog Talk Radio podcast. This show airs each Monday night from 6:30 to 7, and it's designed to help those of you who have services to sell those services better than you ever have before. This show is ideally suited to those of us who earn our living by helping clients or any derivative thereof that you choose to call them. And if you earn your living through people, individual clients, this show can help you to sell it better than you ever could before. Tonight's show is talking about the magic numbers. The magic numbers that it takes for you to sell your services better than you ever have before. My name is Brian McNeil. I own Very Personal Sales Coaching Company because it's my belief that most sales training, although it can get improvement, it cannot create superstars because it's not personalized enough. It's my opinion that if more people knew how to sell their services better, our entire nation's economy would be greatly salvaged. First things first, there are some magic numbers, and there's five magic numbers, and this is based upon my opinion and more than 24 years of helping people to sell their services and study. I do this every day. I help people to sell their services. So here are my magic numbers. Now, the first magic number is dependent upon you being able to effectively tell your story in response to the question of what is it that you do for a living. For example, my story. If someone were to ask me what I do for a living, I would say something like, you know how there's so many wonderful coaches, consultants, and trainers and people who provide great services, and a lot of times these people providing these services are only vague at how to sell it. And because they're only vague at how to sell it, they don't earn nearly the money that they could earn. Well, what I do is I help these people to sell their services better than they ever have before through my coaching services so that they can earn much more money than they ever have before. So that's part of my story. So if you don't have a story that good, I want to quickly not spend a lot of time on it because a lot of you guys have already heard my version of the story before. I want to quickly teach you the story, and then we're going to delve deeply into the numbers. So you need to know how to tell your story. If someone asks you what do you do for a living, I want you to lead it off with, you know how, but then I want you to introduce a problem that you solve. You know how, there's such a problem. The person that hears it agrees, yes, that's a problem. Then you say the words, well, what I do is, and then you introduce yourself as a solution to the problem. Well, what I do is I help them to da-da-da-da through my business. And then you're going to say the words so that they can, and you're going to give them the great big benefit of working with you so that they can earn more money, be more happy, be more free, be more fulfilled, whatever it is. Now, if you're not clear on how to fashion your story, you're welcome to call me directly. My number is 919-345-4893. Again, my number is 919-345-4893. Anyone who calls me, I will talk with you 15, 20 minutes, give you great coaching, and it will cost you nothing. Okay? So that's the first thing. So once you've learned how to tell your story, the first magical number is the number one. Your first magical number is number one. That is the minimum number that you can go any day without telling your story. You have to tell your story at least once a day is your first magical number. Tell your story at least once a day to someone new. And it has to be a direct communication, either in person or on the phone. Posts do not count. Now, how do you find one new person a day to tell your story to? Your job becomes right now to become very interested in other people. By you becoming interested in other people, you will have opportunities where you ask them, how did you get into that line of work? How long have you been doing what you're doing? What do you love about what you're doing? Which affords you the opportunity to have the law of reciprocation kick in, and you can tell your story back. So your first magical number is the number one. You must tell your story to at least one new person a day, every day. And again, if you're not clear as to how to find that one new person a day, holler at your boy. I will help you. Again, my name is Brian McNeil, and my company is Very Personal Sales coaching.com. Now, your next magical number. This number is better, more important than the first magical number. The next magical number in selling your services is the number 4. Now, the number 4 is a magical number because the number 4 ensures that no matter what you sell, if you will master this next magic number, you cannot fail in selling your services. Even if you're not good at closing at all, even if you can't close, don't like the sales, but if you will master the number 4, once you learn how to tell your story at least once a day, then you're going to bump it up to 2 a day, then 3 a day, but the magical number is 4. If you ever get to the place where you can figure out a way to tell your story to 4 new people a day on each day that you choose to work, you cannot fail in selling your services. I defy you to try this number. If you decide to tell your story to 2 new people before lunch and 2 new people after lunch, or 1 new person before lunch and 3 new people after lunch, whatever it is, if you work 5 days a week and you tell your story 4 times a day for 5 days a week, that's telling your story 20 new times in a calendar week. That's 80 new times in a calendar month. That's 160 times in 2 months. You will not be able to fail in selling your services if you will discipline yourself to tell your story 4 times a day. First, you have to get good at it. First, you have to learn how to do it once a day. You have to learn how to do it twice a day. But once you get up to 4, the number 4 is a magical number. It's a cannot fail number in sales. The next magical number in selling your services is the number 5+. Now, 5+ is a hedge. Now, here's the deal. The average sale in the United States happens after the 5th attempt. People who do not come from a sales background never ask for the business at all. They just showcase what they have, but they never say anything along the lines of, will you try my service? Will you give this a try? Will you hire me? Can we get this started? Will you give me a check? They never say anything like that. They just tell what they have and then say something like, what do you think? Or that's it. Or just showcase it. And then they hope the prospect will say, can I hire you or can I buy from you? Which is a very, very passive way of trying to make a living. And I don't encourage it. But the champions will follow up with the clients and the potential clients the requisite number of 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 times. Now, when I say follow up 5, 6, 7, 8 times, that does not mean you ask them to give your services a try and then you badger them 5 or 6 times. That is not the way to do it. But when you ask them to try your services and then the next day you send them make a follow-up phone call thanking them for the opportunity, showcasing what you do, or an email or follow-up and follow-up, the requisite over time, you know, the next day, then 4 days, then a week, then a month, and then every month until they buy or die. You know, following up, but at least on purpose, following up 5 or more times. So 5+ is a magical number in selling your services. Think about your life. Has anyone ever followed up with you 5 times that you didn't ultimately buy from or date or go someplace with? Anyone who is that diligent in following up with you, you said yes to them as well, and so will your prospects and clients. 5+ is a magical number when it comes to selling your services. Now, the next magical number when it comes to selling your services is the number 100. The number 100 is a magical number. Going back to telling your story, how long would it take you if you took this on as a mission in life and you dedicated to doing it on purpose? How long would it take you to tell your story or introduce your service to 100 new people? Would it take you 30 days? Would it take you 60 days? Would it take you 90 days? Would it take you 120 days, 4 months? If you will tell your story 100 times within a 4-month time period, or even a 90-day time period is even better. If you will take it on as a task to tell your story 100 times over the next 90 days. Now, just think about that. Telling your story 100 times over the next 3 months. It's basically 33 times a month, which is basically a little bit 1.3 times a day. Some days you'll tell your story twice or three times or four times. But if you will tell your story to someone new 33 times a month over the next 3 months, I promise you, you will never, ever, ever have to look back in your business. There's amazing things that happen to you when you take this on as a task. You become a different person. You become better at telling your story. You become more confident. And more people, the better you get at telling your story as to what you do, the more and more people will say yes to you. And the more people say yes to you, the more confident you get in offering it. And then less and less will any kind of rejections bother you, because you'll have so many people saying yes to you that you're not going to have to sweat it. So the last magical number was the number 100. Figure out how long would it take you to tell you. And I challenge you to attempt to tell your story to at least 100 new people over the next 90 days. And I promise you, you will never have to look back on your business. Now, the next magical selling number, the last in our list of five magical selling numbers, is the number 250. Now, 250, there's a law in selling called Girard's Law of 250. Joe Girard, for 11 years, was the world's greatest salesman, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. He sold Chevrolet. And he discovered that when they make wedding invitations or funeral invitations, the average order was 250 cards or invitations. So he adopted that to selling, saying that the average client that he helped knows at least 250 people on a first-name basis. Now, if you will look at every potential person that you help or prospect to as a network of 250, each one of them represents a network of 250 people, and you resolve to sell through people instead of to people, your whole business life focus will change. Now, when I say selling through people instead of to people, what I'm basically saying to you is, instead of saying, Susan, will you hire me? I could sell through Susan by saying things like, do you know of anyone who could be greatly benefited by my service? Sometimes you'll say, yeah, I know someone, my brother, or yeah, I know someone, my cousin, or yeah, I know someone, my coworker, or my friend, or yeah, I know someone, me. By selling through her instead of to her, I can work into her network and get her. By selling through her instead of to her, I don't lose her. She's still in the equation by selling through her. So if you on purpose, and if this does not make any sense to you on this podcast, you're always welcome to give me a call. Again, my name is Brian McNeil. My company called Berry Personal Sales Coaching, and my phone number, direct line to me, is 919-345-4893. Again, that number is 919-345-4893. Now, I'm going to go through the numbers real quick because some folks got on late, I see. All right, and I appreciate those folks that popped on here late. Thank you very much. Your magical selling numbers, the magical selling numbers. The first number is one. Figure out a way to tell your story to at least one new person a day on each day that you're choosing to go to work. Right now, most of you guys are not telling your story at all. Matter of fact, it's a little distressing, but in my business and in my prospecting, I am discovering more and more and more that most people in selling their services today almost never hear no. They almost never hear no because they never ask anyone to say yes or no. Almost, it's a hard way of going about earning a living, but most of the coaches and consultants I talk to, they never, ever ask for the business. What they do is they market very well. They let the marketplace know what they do and what they have, but they never say the words, will you give my service a try? And because they never say the words, will you try my service, they are hoping that at some point the prospect will say, can I hire you? Which to me, again, is a very, very passive way of earning a living. First magic number is one. Figure out a way to tell your story to at least one new person a day. Once you've mastered that, bump it up to two. Once you've mastered that, bump it up to three. The next magical number is the number 4. Telling your story to at least 4 new people a day ensures, this is the first guarantee when it comes to selling services, telling your story to 4 new people a day on the days you choose to go to work guarantees, it ensures, it makes certain that you will be successful in selling your services. If you will tell your story to 4 new people a day on each day that you're going to go to work, recognize that that's a skill. You have to learn how to do that. And if you can take the time to learn it yourself, or you can ask me to help you or seek out help in some way. But it takes a skill to tell your story 4 times to someone new each day. The next magic number, again, this is by way of review because some folks got on late. The next magic number after 4 is 5+. The average sale in the United States happens after the 5th attempt. Again, most will never even ask for the business once, so they don't even count as an attempt. An attempt is when you give your clients a chance to say, yes, I will hard work with you, or no, I will not. But if you don't ever give them a chance to answer that question, I do not consider that an attempt to earn business. The average sale happens after the 5th attempt. But only the champions will figure out a way to stay in the game the requisite 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8 times. They will ask for the business and will follow up with the prospects until they get it. That's a champion credo. They follow up until they say yes. The next magic number after the number 5+ is the number 100. How long would it take for you if you decide to do it on purpose to tell your story to 100 new people? Challenges to tell your story to 100 new people over the next 90 days. If you would take this on as a challenge to tell your story, that's an average of 33 and a third people a month. If you take this on as a challenge to tell your story to 33 new people per month, that means that you have to hear at least 33 other people's stories. You have to hear their story, too, by you becoming interested in them and learning about other folks' stories. That gives you the opportunity to tell your story. You can find these people to become interested in a lot of ways. I like LinkedIn. I like Facebook groups. There's a lot of different ways. Some people do it through Twitter. However you do it. Okay, but there's a ton of ways for you to find people that are ideal clients for you that you could be interested in and following up with them. So, and again, the most important thing about telling your story to 100 new people over the next 90 days is what you become during this process. You become bulletproof. You become a different person. After you get to the point of telling your story 30 times and 40 times and 50 times, your business will be booming at 60 and 70. You'll be a different person. This mission right here, telling your story to 100 new people over the next 90 days, requires one characteristic above all else. Characteristic that requires to do this mission is discipline, self-discipline, because you'll have to track it. Tell your story to 100 new people, you will change, and you will never have to look back on your business again. Just telling your story to 100 new people over the next 90 days puts stuff in the ether, in the air around you, everywhere. You're going to have days, if you take this on as a task, you're going to have days where money chases you down and falls out of the walls and out of the sky and comes at you just by you taking the discipline to take this task on. I challenge anyone on this call or anyone who ever listens to this podcast to take this challenge and not report success to me. It's impossible. The two numbers that make it impossible for you to fail is number 4 and number 100. Telling your story 4 times a day, you can't fail. Telling your story 100 times over the next 90 days, you can't fail, period. And the last magical selling number is the number 250. Understand, every person you prospect knows about 250 people on a first-name basis, and you want to, on purpose, sell through people instead of just to people. Sell through. Do you know, like, if I ask, when I'm selling through people, I like to ask questions like, of the people you know, who could best be helped by sales coaching? Now, I don't want to know anybody you know. Don't ask people who do you know who needs my help, or who do you know who wants to buy this? That's a bad question, because we all know too many people, we can't come up with someone. But I like to ask the question, of all the people you know, who do you believe could best be helped by my service? What one person comes to mind that you think would most get the most out of me helping them to sell better? And that's the one I want. I only want one or two referrals from anybody. Because in my experience, when you ask for 10 referrals, you get one or two good ones and nine crappy ones. Okay? When you ask for 20 referrals, you get one or two good ones and 18 crappy ones. I only want the one or two that pops into their head immediately. And I suggest that you try that thinking as well. 250 people. All right, so now we've learned the magic numbers. These magic numbers are not just for the sport of knowing them. They're also a challenge. They're also a clarion call. They're also a task for you to do. Woo! We got through this quickly, and I was going at it. Does anyone... Let's see. If there's anyone that would like to say anything, I got some time. I was going. Speaking of which, while I got some more time and no one's raising their hand saying they want to come off of mute or anything like that, it's my belief that because people do not want to come across as a salesman or salesman type, people have gotten very, very passive when it comes to offering their services. All of this never asking people to give it a try is killing the industry. It's killing your business because you are unwilling to ask for it. I get it. Some people are not willing to ask for business because they don't want to come across as pushy. But there's a long way between asking folks to try your services and coming across as pushy. But I hear that enough times, so I know there must be some validity in it. You know, in preparing for this call, I was thinking, you know, not only do I get this from study, but I get this from practice. When I was in the Army, this is taking, you know, this is more than, oh, man, this is like 30 years ago, 25, 30 years ago. But I used to go out to the clubs. I had to get rejected at least three times before the night to count. I was not afraid. I was looking for my three rejections because I knew if I got my three rejections out of the way, the rest of my night was going to be a blast. And it was impossible to get rejected all night. So you can't get rejected all night. So you get your three rejections out of the way early. And then sometimes the number didn't work because they didn't come right away. Three great women that I wanted to date at the time, the three most gorgeous women in the club, not all of the three rejected me. So sometimes I had to settle for the dance with the gorgeous woman because she said yes right away. Darn. But you need to get your rejections out of the way, okay? Selling is a process. Say it with me. Selling is a process. It's not a one-time event. It's not an end-all, be-all if they don't hire you right away. It's a process. It's marketing. You're introducing it, yes, but selling is the part of transacting business, getting money in exchange for your product or services. All right, this has been the magic numbers for selling your services. I've enjoyed my time here. All of these shows are on the podcast. I've learned that people listen to the podcast more than they listen to the call, which is fine with me. So if there's anything, again, my last, I got to give it because people say I don't always give it. My name is Brian K. McNeil. My company's called Very Personal Sales Coaching. You can find me on my website, verypersonalsalescoaching.com. You can email me, Brian, B-R-I-A-N, at Very Personal Sales Coaching, if you had a comment about tonight's show or any of the shows. On blogtalkradio.com/sellingyourservices, you have all the shows are archived, and you can listen to them all, and there is some awesome information in there. You can find me on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/themostfunspeaker, or you can find me under my name, Brian K. McNeil. You can find me on Facebook, Brian Keith McNeil. I have several groups that I manage on Facebook. I manage the Improve Your Sales Now Forum on Facebook. I manage Rockstars, all-star cast of female speakers with something to say. I manage the group Very Personal Sales Coaching group on Facebook, and I'm a part of several groups as well. I have about 40 something videos on YouTube at this point, and I post more videos often. But on YouTube, find me under Brian K. McNeil. Brian K. McNeil on YouTube. You'll get some great information there as well. If you Google me, Google Plus me, you can find me. So, again, I've enjoyed myself tremendously. I know that somebody that was on this call is going to get great value by knowing these magic numbers.